Hey goalies, Mike Valley here. Tip number three for improving your mental strength is to have a short-term memory. As a goaltender, you're constantly faced with adversity. Let's face it, every single night, you know, most nights there's going to be a goal that goes in, and you have to have the ability to be able to forget about that goal, that bad game, that bad practice, whatever it is that challenges you. You have to have that short-term memory and move on. A couple things that I always like to do as a goaltender, I'd like to have some type of almost ritual that you would do after something happens. Whether it's, you know, scraping your crease or whatever it is that can be that little bit of a mental cue for you to be able to kind of accept what happened, evaluate it, and let it go. Two things that I look at. One is, you've probably seen this quote before about holding on to something negative or holding on to anger or whatever it may be. It's like grasping a hot piece of coal with the intent of, you know, throwing it at somebody else. But the longer you hold on to that coal, the more you're going to get burned, right? So we want to think of it as bad goal went in, bad practice, whatever it is, let go of that piece of coal. Don't hold on to it too long, because the longer that you hold on to that piece of coal, the more damage that you're going to do, right? The longer it's going to take you to get past and be able to, you know, start playing really, really well again. There's also another story that I want you guys to look at later on, and it's a story of two monks and this one woman. And, you know, really interesting story. Basically, there's two monks that set out for a temple in a valley beyond the woods, and while cutting through a pathway through the woods, they came across this choppy stream that they needed to cross. And by that stream, there was this woman that was beautiful young woman that was standing there. And, you know, she was clearly at a loss and as to how to get across this stream without getting all, you know, muddy and wet. So without thinking twice, the elder monk gestured to pick her up. And, you know, she obliged. She thanked him for his help, and he basically grabbed her and carried her across the stream. The younger monk was really kind of dismayed and uneasy with this whole thing as he witnessed it, and, you know, obviously crossed as well. And upon reaching the other side of the other bank, the elder monk put the woman down gently, and the woman thanked him, and they all walked on and went their ways. The two monks continued to walk, and as they navigated through the forest, the younger monk was still troubled by this. And he said, "How could you have done that? We aren't even supposed to make eye contact with a woman, let alone pick him up and carry him." And without a thought, the elder monk turned to the younger monk and said, "Oh, are you still carrying her? I put her down when I reached the other side of the stream." So what that showed was, like, you're only carrying the burden as long as you decide to do that. As soon as you put down that burden, as soon as you let go of that negativity, that bad goal, that bad game, that bad practice, have that short-term memory and move on, the quicker you're going to be able to move forward in a positive direction. All right, so tip number three, have a short-term memory.